Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Just make a list of what you truly fear, and then in months you'll see all will become clear. Those times when things are rushed, they never stood a chance. 'Cause when you skip ahead, it's never called so slow. You took your time. Now I know. I know you're mine. Red wine and cigarettes. Speaking of past, the pain making the night sky briefly overcast. Softly spoken secrets bring up something new. Shadows dissipate, moonlight can break through. So slow. To learn.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am your host, Anita B. I have not been here in forever. Today is September 19th. It's almost the equinox. I can't believe it. And the last time I did my show was, I want to say, the end of June. But, it's like riding a bike. I'm back, and it feels like yesterday. But I'm excited to be back. I've spent the whole summer in the Motor Cities. So, of course, Detroit, as well as Windsor. I like to say plural because Windsor is also Canada's Motor City. I used to work at Chrysler. My dad worked at Chrysler. My sister worked at Chrysler. My grandfather worked at Ford. That's Windsor for you. As well as across the river, same deal. But so I was back in that area taking care of my house. I bought a house in the D last September, I guess. So a year ago. Oh my goodness. Happy birthday, Reginald. That's what I named my house. It was nice to be back. So taking care of business, doing some stuff, making sure Reginald is getting, I don't know. Whole bunch of upgrades. Reginald is 103 years old. Yeah, he was born in 1915. So anyways, long story short is, of course I'm back, but also, hey, if you know anybody in Detroit who wants to rent a place, my place is a duplex, and the intent is to rent it out. So maybe, who knows, maybe I'll retire in Detroit. Who knows what's going on? All I know is I would like to rent the place out, and it's beautiful. All right. So that right there, of course, was Aretha Franklin. Aretha from 1972, I believe. The record is Young, Gifted, and Black. Aretha was on Atlantic Records. She was not on Motown, in case anybody was confused, but of course is from Detroit. And just died this past summer, August 16th. Yeah, I was there. And her dad's church, I mean, her church as well, New Bethel Baptist Church, is right around the corner from my house, right on Linwood. And that's where there was some memorial services. And that's where she got her start. She's not originally from Detroit. I feel like she's, I should know this, I want to say Tennessee, but moved up to Detroit when she was like a little kid. Little kid. Her dad was a preacher, and he was very passionate, of course, very popular at the church there. And that's where Aretha got her start singing in the choir. And from a really young age, it was noted her talent. All right, so let's move on. I'm gonna play a bunch of Detroit stuff because my heart is still kind of there. I have some very good friends, and my Tigers are there, and it's still baseball season. So, and it's been really nice and beautiful there lately. Today was actually nice here, but fall has definitely made its presence here in Vancouver. But I watch the Tigers games like most days. Baseball is played most days. You go like kind of 3-on-1-off or something. And they had a homestand, and I was just like so jealous. I was like, whoa, it's like 81 degrees. And I just love summer. I'm a big, big fan of summer. And the fall is when it all dies, and it kind of hits me hard. But anyways, let's get to Detroit. Let me relive my fun. And so some good friends turned me on to Count Mac. Now, Count Mac is, he's a local boy. His name is Vaughn, hold on a second here. Taormina? Taormina. I believe that sounds pretty Italian if you ask me. Vaughn Taormina. So he's a white guy. White guy in the Motor City who raps. And he's not just, an artist musically, but he's also a visual artist. So he's pretty cool. And he played a show when I was there, and I missed it. I should have gone. I don't know why I didn't go. But he plays frequently in the D. So if you're ever there, Hey, if I'm there again soon, I'm going to have to check him out. He recently did a video for this song, which is called G-String. And the video itself is really rad. So the video is him doing... He illustrates the whole video. It's all like his, again, illustrations, hand-drawn stuff. So check it out. His song is called G-String. Let's make sure I got to write a good copy of this. G-String count Mac. Boom. There we go. This is better. Okay, cool. So check it out. It's very new. It just came out, I want to say, like this summer. And the station, of course, is CITR. Whoa. What was that? 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show here, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I will be with you all until 8 o'clock tonight. All right. So enjoy Count Mac.
Thirsty Boy Entertainment out there getting that money, getting that guap.
Thirsty Boy, what's up, nigga? Getting that money or what?
Young and sexy, I know your girlfriend peeped it. In my DM, now I see her creeping. Sell a pound, get your cake up, then throw it down. Get rich as fuck before they take me out. 20 hoes and these buffaloes. If you ain't getting pros, what you laughing for? Play 20 shows, got paid in full. If you ain't getting dough, what you rapping for? Draws it like a D-string on a girl you see stripping. My Cardi's cost the Sebring, got the money, road tripping. My barn show got the Riesling, see the rich people sipping. Cashing out and leaving, yeah, your girl see me dipping. Draws it like a D-string on a girl you see stripping. My Cardi's cost the Sebring, got the money, road tripping. My barn show got the Riesling, see the rich people sipping. Cashing out and leaving, yeah, your girl see me dipping.
All right, right there, that was Mount Cack. Sorry. Count Mac. I'm just a little bit slow in the draw here. That was a very short song. And so I'm going to play us something now from, I've got here, Motor Cam. So Motor Cam is another Detroit artist. And I'm looking this up. Hold on a second. I'm like so slow today. And Motor Cam is one of the up-and-coming artists in Detroit in terms of rap. There's a few. There's definitely a scene if you're into hip-hop. And I really like this guy. I'm going to play the song Bad Boys. That's the one I really like. And you can find this on Bandcamp. So just check out Bandcamp. This was released a few years back. But check him out. So it's M-O-T-O-R, same word, capital K-A-M. From the D, and here we go. This is 04 Bad Boys. Actually, the song is called 04 Bad Boys, not just Bad Boys. And CITR, that's what you're listening to.
Like a note, falling through the city like a motherfucking plane. Hit with niggas, put the metal to your neck. y'all get it how you live. Cause the man wanna pay in watermelon and ribs.
Oh, four bad boys gon' play with the shit. Changing the style when I made it and shit. All my niggas gon' play with the shit. Things got tough, but we stay with the shit. Oh, four bad boys gon' play with the shit. Changing the style when I made it and shit. All my niggas gon' play with the shit. Things got tough, but we stay with the shit.
A lot of fake love, cause I'm waving the shit. Kinda amazing, I go red when I spit. A couple layers, thinking I'm changing the bitch. You checking over no hoes, X games with the shit. Motorcamp, Uber, raid in this hit. Whipping up the track, I be slaving the shit. You can talk, fly, but don't put my name in the shit. If you taking shots, know where you aiming the shit. Hey, I don't know how they living in the past. That was long ago, now I'm coming for that ass. Boy, I'm gunning for the top, hope you had a blast. First thing on my mind is you finish last. Working like a 9-to-5 and I decide that I'm alive. I got about, I thought about that, I'ma ride and get the top. Fuck you little thoughts, whole world gon' bang this. You're basic, got the D that you can't get. I'm LASIK, can't you see I'm the greatest? Face it, all you niggas so complacent. I've been working real hard in the basement. Cooking up, MK got the bass hit. In the tray, give me face like a facelift. Hold it down, baby girl, I don't say shit. All black boy, never been a racist. Talking out of tongue, why these niggas tasteless? Never own, can you spot the distance? I'm finna go way down soon. Niggas used to make fun of the misfits. People acting cause they now cool. D-Town, bout to get it back, get it back. If you know you gon' lay down, fool. King Cam finna get in that, get in that. Came up from the playground roof.
Four bad boys don't play with the shit. Changing the style when I made it and shit. All my niggas don't play with the shit. Things got tough when we stay with the shit. Oh, four bad boys don't play with the shit. Changing the style when I made it and shit. All my niggas don't play with the shit. Things got tough when we stay with the shit. Oh, four bad boys don't play with the shit. Changing the style when I made it and shit. All my niggas don't play with the shit. Things got tough when we stay with the shit. Oh, four bad boys don't play with the shit. Changing the style when I made it and shit. All my niggas don't play with the shit. Things got tough when we stay with the shit.
Comb your hair and the
That is from the classic record Soft Bulletin from 1999, The Flaming Lips with the song Buggin'. I love that record. That's, wow, that's like, what, 19 years old already? I remember how what a big deal that was when that record came out. It was a kind of a big departure from the old Flaming Lips. You know, I may just play some old Flaming Lips too. I'm just playing whatever I want, which is how this show from, you know, is. It used to be a strictly Canadian show. That's where you get the Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is a reference from the Trailer Park Boys. I don't know. Maybe I might change the name of the show. I'm not sure. I'll play some Canadian, but I'm just playing whatever. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Flaming Lips are from Oklahoma. I think that's where they're from. Let me just double check because I love geography. I actually teach geography as well. And I just want to make sure I don't tell, like, I should know this stuff. I think they're from Oklahoma. Let's just double check. Where are they from? History. I am correct. Norman, Oklahoma. All right. There we go. They were formed way back in 1983. Good Lord. All right. They're much older than me. The Flaming Lips. There we go. Motor Cam in there before that. And I'm really liking Motor Cam. He's rad. He's so dope. He's from Detroit. And we heard the song 04 Bad Boys from his record Black Raiden. So if I'm back in the Motor City anytime and I have the chance to see him, I will. As well as Count Mac. I'm very excited. Before that, I played Count Mac with the song G-String. And you can find that online, Bandcamp kind of thing. And that's that. I'm here with you all until 8. My show is every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. So this is my first Wednesday back after a couple/few months off. And yeah, you can always check out any show on CITR on the podcast section of the website. So just all of these shows are podcasted. So check it out. And you can find old shows of mine or anybody else. So do it. Now, I'm going to switch countries and I will play something from Canada. And the band is Stork. So I'm going to play us something from their inaugural release, debut, if you will. Stork features Luke Meat, who was the music director here at CITR back in the day. I want to say 10-ish years ago or so. Super knowledgeable guy. Very cool. And these guys are really good. So check them out. I did see that they are either on tour or they're heading out on tour. And I know for a fact, because I'm friends with Luke and, you know, we're social media buddies and all that. And he's very excited because they're going to be opening for the band Kinski, who are from Seattle. And I saw Kinski way back in the day, like, I want to say the 90s. And so Kinski apparently are still around and great band. And I'm just impressed with their longevity. How does that work? My God. All right, so we're going to hear something from this new record. It's called Now You Want Me to Play the Room You Just Emptied. So let's take a listen to Stork here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner
of cocaine.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was the band Jock Tears. So Jock Tears features Loren, Lauren, Spencer, and Dustin, and they are locals. They're from Vancouver, and Loren Smith is a doll. She's a really sweet person who has played in many, many bands. Originally out of Nanaimo, she's the bass player, and there you go. Check those guys out. Jock Tears. Co-ed. Very co-ed. Exactly two boys and two girls. All right. Before that, we heard something from the Brian Jonestown Massacre all the way back from their very first album in 95, which is called Methadrone. What a great name for a record. We heard She's Gone. And before that, we heard something from the local band Stork. With Now You Want Me to Play, let me scroll through this, The Room You Just Emptied, question mark, from their self-titled record. My name's Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the time is 7:21. Ooh, let's check out the weather. Let's see, guys. Let's see what's coming down the pipeline for us. Weather Vancouver. Boom. Okie dokie. 7-day forecast. Let's see what we got. All right. From the Weather Network, they are telling us that tomorrow, which is Thursday, September 20th, we have a high of 15 degrees Celsius. Cloudy with showers. Why does that not surprise me? And then Friday is rain with a high of 16 degrees Celsius. Then we hit the weekend. So Saturday is showers, but it has a sun icon behind it. So it looks like it's going to be mixed with a high of 16. That's good. It looks like I'm going to be doing some pitch and putting that day. So I'm doing a pitch and putt tournament. Should be good because I'm not very good. And then we head on over to Sunday, which is mainly sunny. Look at that. And a high of 15. And then into next week of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday shows sun, sun, and more sun. So that is awesome. And highs of 16 to 19. That's pretty good, huh? I'm stoked. All right. 722. I'm with you all till 8. And then if you keep listening to my show to the end, you can listen to McConan with his show that runs directly after mine. So 8 till 9. It's called Mixed Cassette. All right, now we're going to head on over to some Bikini Kill action. Yeah, we are. So we're going to hear their just famous sort of signature song, which is Rebel Girl. Kathleen Hanna, of course, who is married to Adam Horovitz from the Beastie Boys. She scored. Had such a crush on Adam Horovitz. I had a crush, a rotating crush on every Beastie Boy. Yes. So the two Adams. And Mike D. Now, Mike D was like my least favorite, but Adam Horovitz, he had my heart. And then for a while, I was into Adam Yauch, of course, because why not? And then sadly, Adam Yauch passed away, wow, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago. I want to say he was like 47 when he died. And that, so he was born in 64. Do the math. I don't know. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm going on a total tangent. Maybe I have ADD. I think I do. Let's focus, Anita. Focus on Kathleen Hanna. That's who we're talking about. Out of Olympia, of course. That's like the whole Riot Girl movement from the 90s. Evergreen College, you know, all that stuff. Let's just listen to the song, and I'm going to zip it. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
She's After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothes.
If you really want to know more about fashion, I mean, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode.
So for me,
nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
We'll be right back.
CITR is where we're at, and that right there was Parliament with the song Flashlight from 1978 from the record Funkin' Telecky versus the Placebo Syndrome, 1978. That is awesome. George Clinton, love him. So there we go. That was Parliament. And then before that, from 1989, we heard the Beastie Boys from my favorite record probably ever, Paul's Boutique. I got that record when I was in my last year of high school. And I just was always a huge Beastie Boys fan, like from the get-go. And then when that one came out, after their like, you know, their first record around like 85-ish, that had the airplane on it. And it was very, you know, sort of anti-female, if you will. Then you hit Paul's Boutique, which was trippy as anything, and it was like it just went in all directions, and it's like they didn't care or something. And I think that that's their best record. I love Paul's Boutique. I mean, they're all so good. They have so many great records. Ill Communication, yeah. So 1989, we heard High Plains Drifter. I'm just going off on a tangent. I had that on a green cassette tape. On a green tape, now that I think about it. Oh, my God. And I'll never forget, I got that record at the same time as I got the Fine Young Cannibals. Oh, my God. Oh, the late 80s. All right, before the Beastie Boys, we heard Bikini Kill. From their 1993 record, Pussy Whipped, we heard Rebel Girl. And there you go. The time is 7:42. That means I have 18 more minutes with you all. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about George Clinton. I mean, I know enough about him, but I, as I'm like looking up info on him, I didn't realize how deep, the amount of depth this guy has in terms of like accomplishments. It's amazing. Layers upon layers of accomplishments. So he was born in 41 and he was born in North Carolina, but they grew up in New Jersey. Now, this is interesting too, in that he was a staff songwriter for Motown Records. Isn't that fascinating? So he had some commercial failure. He had one major hit with the song I Wanna Testify. And so he worked with Motown. Then, this is interesting, I did not know any of this stuff. He, from 71 to 73, he took his band Parliament over to Toronto. So he lived in Toronto. Isn't that fascinating? I had no clue. That was where they recorded their first album, America Eats Its Young. And that was the first record of theirs to feature Bootsy Collins. All right. And then also of note, I found interesting, was that I did not know that he produced records for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Okay. So much stuff going on. So much with that guy. Of course, Dre sampled a lot of his beats back in the day, back in the 90s. Oh, good Lord. All right. So there you go. That's George Clinton with his band, Parliament. Now, I saw, what was that? I saw the P-Funk All-Stars back in the day, back in Detroit at Shane Park. That was a great show. It was nuts. I think I was like the only white girl there. Killer, awesome, right on the Detroit River. Me and my friend Cynthia, my other white friend, we're just like, we stuck out. Yeah, it was great. Okay, there we go. That was Parliament. All right, the time, as I mentioned, 7:44 now. And now let's move on into the Handsome Furs. I like the Handsome Furs a lot. We're going to hear something from their 2011 record, which is called Sound Capital. It is What About Us, the song. So listen to it. Handsome Furs are no longer. They were comprised of Dan Beckner and his wife at the time. I forget her name now. She had like a Russian name, but yeah. But she was not Russian, but her name was like Dimitri or something. Anyways, I think it was just the two of them, and she played keyboards, and they were kind of like, well, Dan Beckner's real fame was being in the band Wolf Parade, which he still is in that band. They were on a hiatus not too long ago, for a very long time, actually, until their most recent record. There you go. So let's listen to the Handsome Furs. I will stop babbling. And here we go. The song, as I mentioned, is Sound Capital. Let's see. Am I good here? Why can't I find my song? It's been a long day. It's all good, though. What's the name of the song? I just lost it. What About Us? What About Us? What About Us? Okay, hold on one sec, folks. I just lost my thing here. Cool. All right, we are good. Let's check it out. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. Oh! Let's not listen to that. That would be more Parliament. All right. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And here we go.
Break my heart. member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
That right there is the two-piece female band called Partner with the song Comfort Zone. And that is a single of theirs. You can find it on Bandcamp. Now, those guys, interestingly enough, when I last checked, lived in Windsor, of all places. They're from, like, the Maritimes originally. You're thinking, well, what do I care that they live in Windsor? Well, I'm just saying because that's my hometown, and I was just there for the summer. So, fascinating. All right. The time is 7:57, and I've got 3 more minutes until I'm out of here. Emma Conan comes on with his show, Mix Cassette. I will be back in 2 more weeks. My show runs every second Wednesday, 6:30 till 8, and it's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Before Partner, we heard Handsome Furs with the song What About Us from their record Sound Capital, released back in 2011 on Sub Pop. And I think that's it. I think I'm going to start to get out of here. It is September 19th, which means that the equinox is coming up, which is kind of exciting. I'm into all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you officially, I believe the equinox this year occurs on the 22nd, but let me just double check. It's 2018 equinox, 28. Oh, it's like fall equinox, 2018. Let's take a look here. It is. It's Saturday, September 22nd. And that is when the night equals the length of day. So the length of night equals length of day. And then, of course, past the 22nd, the nights start to get longer than the days until we hit the winter solstice. And I teach this stuff. I teach geography and social studies, and that's my deal. So I don't want to seem all teachery to you all. But it's been a slice, and it's nice to be back. And hopefully you'll tune in soon. All right. I am out of here. I'm going to play some stuff here that I need to play. And there we go. Okay, cool.
Testament.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the night watch.